WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Gattaca is a new sci-fi thriller that uses genetic engineering as its premise. The film stars Ethan Hawke, Uma Thurman, and rising star Jude Law as Jerome Eugene Morrow. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
Science fiction movies come in two kinds. There are empty-headed throwaways like Independence Day, which are mainly about thrills. And then there are the rare pictures like Blade Runner, which are governed by a genuine idea. They use the future to explore the present. The new movie Gattaca wants to be one of the latter. It's set at a time when the knowledge of genetics has grown so powerful that it defines the whole society, including social status. People with so-called superior genes get plum positions. Those without them become worker drones. Ethan Hawke stars as Vincent Freeman, who dreams of traveling to outer space. Unfortunately, his genetic profile predicts that he'll die young of a heart problem. His only hope for advancement is to assume the identity of someone with better genes. So he hooks up with wheelchair-bound Eugene Morrow, a self-destructive young man whose DNA is as rich as platinum. The two conspire to promote Vincent's career in the Gattaca Corporation, a painstaking ruse involving fake urine tests and sachets of blood beneath the fingertips. At first, things go swimmingly. Vincent slash Eugene becomes a favorite at Gattaca, which wants to send him to outer space. And he carries on an uneasy flirtation with a co-worker, played by Uma Thurman, who also has a heart defect. Then suddenly disaster strikes. There's a murder at Gattaca, and the cops find one of Vincent's own eyelashes, bearing its telltale DNA. Certain he's going to be exposed, Vincent meets with Eugene to tell him their charade is over.
They've got my picture plastered up all over the place. I can't turn around without seeing my own face. They'll recognize me.
They won't recognize you.
They'll recognize me.
I don't recognize you. They won't marry the eyelash to you. They won't believe that one of their elite could have suckered them all this time. No, 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 no. We change nothing. We do as we planned.
You're Jerome Morrow, Navigator First Class.
I'm not Jerome Morrow. I'm a murder suspect.
Gattaca is the debut feature by Andrew Niccol, a young writer-director who's loaded with talent. His premise here is ingenious. His style is utterly confident. But he seems to be making at least two different movies. The first is a great pulp riff on the consequences of genetic engineering. The movie's filled with clever bits, like Vincent carrying flakes of Eugene's skin to deposit in the crevices of his computer keyboard to fool the gene police. Such shenanigans should give this movie a bouncy pizzazz. After all, there's something intrinsically comic about a hero who's always carrying around somebody else's urine in case he's stopped by the cops. But Niccol has also been inspired by futuristic French art films like Alphaville, Fahrenheit 451, and La Jetée, which was the source for 12 Monkeys. And so he treats his pulpy plot with hushed reverence, over-designing every inch of the screen and playing the action glacially. The result is an icy, beautiful movie with a heart defect of its own. Although Gattaca's whole point is to celebrate the unpredictable glories of human spontaneity, every burnished frame shows Niccol's own desire for absolute control. Even the film stars Hawke and Thurman seem less like actors than decor. The only performer who shows any spark is the fine English actor Jude Law, whose Eugene is the sort of tortured misfit you find in Dostoevsky. He's shrewd and bitter, witty and self-hating. Only 24, Law has the charismatic soulfulness you see in Anthony Hopkins. When you look into Law's eyes, you see entire universes screaming to get free. He steals the movie while sitting motionless in a wheelchair, and you will almost certainly start wondering, why isn't this guy the star of the movie? For my part, I kept wishing that Eugene had been the hero. There's nothing very complicated about Vincent, after all. He's just an ordinary guy who wants to get ahead in a world where his genes count against him. In contrast, Eugene is a golden boy who's rejected the perks and responsibilities offered to people with superb DNA. He's the character who most eloquently displays what Gattaca's saying about the tyranny of genetic engineering. Tortured by expectations that he can't ever realize, Eugene shows that nothing is more crushing than trying to live up to the dream of human perfection.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.